He says, my love was in mamish. Im loy meiso isha. Any time the isha did not die, is ye yonish hanoigib at mei vlodis. Then he has to pay for the mei vlodis. Ho im meiso, mashma, whenever you killed her that she dies, loy yonish, then we do not make you pay how much the kid is worth. Mashma, viafilu loy asmabay. Even if you did not warn the man. So even though now the man is fighting, he was not warned, and he meant to hit his friend, and by mistake he hit this pregnant lady and he killed her. So in such a case, he's potter from Isa. Still, the pasuk is mashma, that if she dies, he's potter from paying back the money. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that Misa Shoigeg also potters you from paying back the money. So Gemara answers, lo, I'll tell you, means dinosin. Hataka means only trash yochiko makro. Eme mishpat moves lenoigev. If he's not chayiv misa, then he has to pay money. Kigoin, shaloi meisa isha, either he did not kill the lady, or he meisa, even in the case where he killed her, but vlehisra boy, they did not warn him. Since they did not warn him, he's not chayiv misa, now that he's not chayiv misa, he has to pay the money. That's Rabbi Yechanan's pshat, that whenever you don't have a chayiv misa on you, you have to pay the money. Sef was not kashan Rabbi Yechanan. And he could the army, some want to say like this, that Eisvei Rabbi Yechon was shlokish, the opposite. Rabbi Yechon has the kashter was shlokish. From the same pasuk, it says, for lo yi oson, in a case where you did not kill the pregnant lady, she did not die. Just the kid died, is onish or yonish. We make you pay how much the kid is worth. So my love, doesn't the pasuk mean din oson, that only when you killed Benezid with Hasra, that you have a din misa, then you're potter for paying the money. My love, din oson means, if this man has a din to get killed, if he has a chiv miser on him, then he's potter from paying the money. But mashmi, if he was not warned that he doesn't have a din miser, then he does not have to pay the money. Then he has to pay the money. It's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan. So Mura says, lo, it's no raya. Could be like Rosh Lakish learns, osin mamish. And the pasuk means no. If you killed the lady, so the maisa, then you're potter from paying the money. Even though you weren't warned, even though you don't get killed, but it's called Misha Shegigin. You did a Maisa Avera, that's true, now you did a B'Shegig. But if you would have done this Maisa Avera B'Mezid, you would have been killed, and then you're potter for paying the money. Who I did now when you do it B'Shegig, that's for Shlokish Svara, you also potter for paying the money. So this plastic is not a proof either way. Omar Rava, now the Gemara says Omar Rava. Well, me equal man the Yom, is anybody that holds, that argues in Shlokish like, is anybody that holds, Chayve Misa Shegigin, Chayovim? Like, is it true the way you want to say Rabbi Yechon holds that you're chayiv? We'll soon see it's not that way. In the case where you killed somebody, even though you're only a shegig, you weren't warned, still we'll soon see everybody holds you're potter for paying back the money. Like, how could you say Rabbi Yechon says not like that? For your Tana de Vechizkia, the Tana de Vechizkia learned like this. It says, Make Odom or Make Behema. It's like a hekish. One pasha talks about where a man hits somebody and kills somebody, and another pasha talks about the Make Behema, where an animal hits somebody. Ma makeh behema. Just like when a behema or an animal hits somebody. If an animal is mazik somebody, lo chilak to boy, there's no difference. Beim b'shoigeg, beim b'mezid, beim miskavin l'shem miskavin. Don't forget.
One second.
Yeah. But just ma makeh, what? Makeh odom or makeh behema. Ma makeh behema, lo chilak, just when you hit an animal. There's no difference. You're always chayiv money. When an odom amazik, whenever an odom hits him, that's another animal. In other words, when there's no chayiv miser involved, there's only a chayiv money, that you hit another animal, so you have to pay for it when you're amazik. When an odom is mazik, somebody else, if an odom hurts another animal, he has to pay the owner of it. Is af mak odom, the same way if a man hits another person, loy techlok boy, there's no difference. Bein b'shoigeg, whether he killed the person b'shoigeg. Bein b'mezid, whether he did it willingly. Bein miskavin l'shein miskavin, whether he had kavon, he didn't have kavon. Bein derech yurid l'derech aliyah, whether he's doing it when he's putting his axe upwards, or when he's putting his axe downwards. Any way he kills somebody, the locker is, there's no difference. L'chayvi mamin, not that we say you have to pay the money, but rather, el l'poitrim mamin, that you always potter for paying the money. But there's a hekesh here. The pasuk says, maka odom and maka behema. Where maka is just like when a man hits another behema. So that's called odom amazik. Odom amazik is always chayiv. And Rav Rashi says, Hekesh ptur mom in the makodim lechiyuvi mom in the makaveima. Ma makaveima. Ein lecho boy chilek lechayve le makodim. Ein lecho boy chilek lifter. Makaveinu yerlem chayiv. The arminim bovakamo petza tachas petza lechayve ala shoyde kemezi gvienis kurotzen. An odom hamazik is always chayiv. When an odom, a person hits somebody else, if we're talking about now an animal, doesn't make a difference if you kill it or not, it's only called a mazik, you're always chayiv, whether you had intentions, whether you didn't have intentions, whether you're a shoygig, whether you're amazed. Odom ha-mazik is always chayiv. You don't have an answer, you're a shoygig, you didn't realize it. An odom is a mu'ud li'olam. An odom has to know what he's doing, he has to look around, know what he's doing. So when a man hits another animal, he's always chayiv. Hu adin, the pasuk says, u'maka odom, if you kill another man, so there also, it always has the same halacha. Now, when you kill a man, b'meizid, the halacha is what? Yechayiv misa. When yechayiv misa, everybody knows that you're potter from paying money. So just like when you kill somebody, b'meizid, you're potter from paying mamin. Hu adin, when you kill somebody, b'shegeg, it has the same halacha. You're also potter for money. You don't have to pay the money. That's the tekish. Just like when you hit an animal, it always has the same halacha. No matter how you did it, b'meizah b'shegeg, it has one straight halacha. You have to pay the value of the damage that you did. So the same halacha applies when you kill another man, it always has the same halacha. What does it mean it always has the same halacha? So when you kill b'meizid, we know for sure you're potter from mamon. Because you say, come lebed rab minei. So therefore, just like when you kill b'meizid, you're potter from mamon, who are then when you kill somebody b'shegeg, even though you weren't warned beforehand, and you don't get misa, still you're potter from paying money. That's the way Chizki is, hekish. And nobody argues on this. So Gemara says, Elo ki yosir Ravin. When Ravin came, Omri said like this, Chayve misa shegegin, in a case where you killed somebody, even though you weren't warned, you didn't realize it, is kula yalma, everybody holds, like pligin, nobody argues, tipturim. Everybody holds in such a case, you take a potter from paying money. Like the pshat from the pasuk there is, if you killed a pregnant lady, whether you had kavanah, you didn't have kavanah, whether you warned or not warned, you're potter from paying the demei vlodis. Whenever you did a ma'isa nisa, even though it was b'shegeg, you say, come live the rabbinate. Everybody agrees with this, even Rabbi Yechanan. And that's Tana the very chizki is hekish of maka adam l'maka behema. Just like maka behema, you're always chayiv. Who adin maka adam, you're always potter. Ki pligi is so. Where is the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan? Ki pligi, I tell you, b'chayivei malka shegegin, v'dobar acher. So Machlokes says, not where you did a chet of Misa, but you did a chet only of Malkus. Like you minus your sister. You live with your sister. So here's the question, you get Malkus. And Vadovar Achit should have to pay money? If you minus your sister, so really there are two chiyuvim. You're over a lav, you should get Malkus. And also you have to pay Knas, Chamishim Kosev, because you live with your sister. So here it's a Machlokes, if you did it, and you weren't warned. They didn't warn you beforehand. Here is the Machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan no Machayif. Rabbi Yochanan learns that's Pshat now Mishnah. Elo Narish Yeshlam Knas. If you live with your sister, you have to pay a Knas. Why? He says because you weren't warned. Since you weren't warned, you're only a Shoigeg. You don't get Malkus. Therefore, you have to pay money. Rabbi Yochanan says, by Malkus, we don't say B'Shoigeg, you come live the Rabbinate. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan Amachayev. Why? Chayve Misos Iskish. With this pasuk of Maka Odom and Maka Behema, it's talking about Maka Odom when you kill the person. So Misa, when you kill somebody, that's Iskish. That's a Hekish that just like by Behema, you always Chayiv. By Misa, you always potter from paying back money. Mashenkein Chayve Malkis, lo Iskish. Chayve Malkis is no Hekish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Malkis, it depends. When your mamish get Malkis, if they warned you first, and you're going to get Malkus now in economy, then you're potter for paying the money. Our Mishnah that says you have to pay your sister Knas is talking about when you were not warned. Since you were not warned, you don't get Malkus. Since you weren't warned, therefore you have to pay money. Resh Lakish Shama Pot, Resh Lakish Shita, now still you're potter for paying money. That's what Resh Lakish had said. The only Pshat now Mishnah is that it goes according to Rav Meir, that holds Leikyo Mishalim. But if you hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that you don't get two, only one, Resh Lakish showed, since you did a chet, even though you did it now b'shegeg, but since b'mezid it's chayiv malkus, b'shegeg it's also potter for paying money. Why? Resh Lakish holds, b'feirish ribsa Torah, chayve malkus kechayve misas. Resh Lakish shows that the din of malkus has the same halacha like misa.
So just like if you did an Aveira of Nisa, even though you did a B'shoigig, you're potter from paying money. So the same way if you did an Aveira of Chayvei Malkis, even though you did a B'shoigig, still you're potter from paying money. That's what Shlokish is for.
The Gemara says, "Hey, the ripta perer. How does Rav Shlokish know this? Where is there a perish apostle to say that Malkus has the same halacha like Nisa?" Some Rabbi says, "Asiya Rosh Rosha." So he's very clever from the word Rosh Rosha. Rashi says, "Nema b'chay b'misois asher hu Rosha lamas." Says the word Rosha there when you kill somebody. For nema b'chay b'malkus v'hoyev v'nakos a Rosha. Says the Hekesh that Malkus has the same halacha like Misa. Rav Amar Rava says, Asiya Maka Maka. There's also a Zereshava Maka Maka from Malkus to Misa. So Amalei Rapapa Rava. So Rapapa says back to Rava, "Hi Maka, where's your Hekesh from the word Maka Maka from Misa to Malkus to say they have the same halachas? Imagine if you want to tell me your Maka Ben Yishomenu, O Maka Adam Yumos, from the original Tupsukim. That the Vechiski learns it out from Fred Gemara of a Kotlik Siva. That's a Pasuk by Kotlik where you kill, not by Malkus. Where's the Pasuk here of Malkus? The Ekish is only when a person kills at the same halacha when he's Mazik. But where's the Raya to Malkus? Elahai Malkus, in this Pasuk of Maka, it says, Maka Nefesh Bei Mishomenu. If you hit an animal, you have to pay. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Sobachlai, right next to it says, V'ish Ki Te Mumba Misoi. Kasherosa ken yasaloi, we have to do back to him, which is only by Chayvei Malkus. It's that's by Chayvel, hitting somebody. So there's a hekish of hitting somebody to maka nefesh behemah. Just like by behemah, you always have to pay the money. Who are then by Malkus also, you have to pay the money. You are then by Malkus also, you always potter for paying the money. Fred Gemara by Lav Maki, you tell me it's Gzeira Shavu from the words maka maka, it doesn't say the word maki, it just says, V'ish ki te mumba misoi. Good, a mum means a wound that comes through hakor, through a hit, but it doesn't say in the pasuk the word maka. And you're telling me the Gzeira Shavu is the words maka maka, put it together. So what says Anachnami? Anan hakor hakor kamrinin. I didn't mean to say it's Gzeira Shavu from the word maka maka, but from the Indian Shavuot, hakor. A mum that you got a wound through being hit is also like hakor. So it says here by hitting somebody, a lashon of mum through hitting, and it says by an animal when you hit, but just like when you hit an animal, you're always chayiv, who are then by Malkus, you're always potter. Fred Gemara, no. Vatik siv, b'chaydo b'chaveriu the siv. This pasuk of kasherosa ken yasala is talking about where you hit your friend. Now we had before, v'chaydo b'chaveriu. Whenever you hit your friend, even though it's a lav of La Yosef, you're not allowed to hit your friend. Like we spoke out from the Rambam. It doesn't mean a love tap. You're allowed to hit your friend to play around, stam as friends. Mashaik, it means the Rambam says the lav of La Yosef is when you're fighting somebody, you're angry at him. When you're fighting with somebody, there's a lav atara not to hit him. So if you hit somebody, there was said before, even though you're chayiv Malkus, still there's a ferish apostolic that you have to pay money. For the more b'chayv b'chaver b'ay tashdumimu, other rabbi, you have to pay money. So how could you make this hekesh here? Just like by behemah you always chayiv, by malchus you always potter, by the malchus of chayv b'chaver, just the opposite. You have to pay money. Tumor says, "Emenu inyan lakol sheyesh mashava pruta." If you don't need it in the case where you hit somebody and you made a damage worth a shava pruta, then the locker is you have to pay the money and you don't get malchus. Is to Nuinyin Lako Shane Bashavapruta. Put it better to a case where you hit somebody and there's no Shavapruta. There's no Shavapruta, you didn't make a damage to him, your stam slapped him in the face. And you didn't damage him, so such a case there's no money involved. That's the case you have to pay, you get Malkus. So there is a case by Choyvold that you get Malkus. But for the Gemara of a